Title: Fast Sketching in Live 12 Masterclass Without Third-Party Plugins Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. This is an intermediate Ableton Live 12 Drum and Bass Workflow Masterclass, and the mission is simple: build a full DNB sketch fast, using only stock devices. No third-party plugins, no endless browsing, no I'll arrange it later. We're capturing the vibe in 20 to 45 minutes. Drums that roll, a bass that speaks, a hook that gives identity, and an arrangement that already moves. Before we start, quick mindset. Today we're not finishing a record. We're building something mix-ready enough to judge the idea. If the sketch makes you pull the bass face in the first drop, it's a win. Let's go step by step. And I'll keep reminding you where people lose time and how to stay on the rails. First, the 2-minute DNB sketch template. Set your tempo to the DNB zone, 172 to 176 BPM. I like 174 as the default. Set global quantize to 1 bar so when you're launching clips, things stay clean and musical. Now create tracks and name them so your brain doesn't melt later. Drums, kick, snare, hats, perk, break, bass, sub, reese, music, stab or pad, FX, vocal or texture. Then set up returns, return A for reverb, return B for delay, return C for parallel smash. On return A, put hybrid reverb, think plate or room, a tightish decay around 1.2 to 1.8 seconds, a bit of pre-delay like 15 to 25 milliseconds so the reverb doesn't eat the transient. High cut somewhere like 7 to 10k, low cut around 200 to 350. That keeps it vibey without muddying your low mids. On return B, put echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass about 250 Hz and low pass around 6 to 8k so the delay sits behind the mix instead of spitting consonants at you. On return C, this is your make it rude lane. Put glue compressor into saturator into a Q8. Blue. Fast attack around 0.3 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 0.4 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're getting real gain reduction, like 5 to 10 dB. Then saturator with soft clip on, drive maybe 3 to 8 dB. Then EQ8, high pass around 30 Hz, and if it gets sharp, a gentle dip somewhere around 3 to 6K. This return is not subtle when it's soloed. It's meant to be blended. Why are we doing all this upfront? Because speed comes from starting lines. If every session begins with you building routing and returns from scratch, your creative hour becomes a cabling hour. Now, definition of done, right now. Say it out loud. Today's done might be 32 bars, drop hits by bar 9, bass and hook present, and you print either drums or bass. If you catch yourself tweaking bass harmonics before the drop exists, you're off plan. Next, drums, 10 to 15 minutes. We're building a roller foundation. Start with kick and snare. Make a 4-bar clip. Classic 2-step. Snares on beats 2 and 4 every bar. Don't negotiate with that yet. Put your kick on beat 1. Add another kick on beat 3 if you want that driving push, and then you can vary later. On your kick track, keep it simple. EQ8 high pass at 25 to 30 Hz just to remove sub-rumble you don't need. If it's boxy, a small cut around 200 to 350. Then saturator, drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Optional glue compressor, but keep it light. Like 2 to 4 dB gain reduction max. The kick in DNB is about consistent punch, not wow look at my mastering chain. On your snare track, EQ8 high pass around 90 to 120 Hz, then decide what it needs. If it lacks body, a gentle boost around 180 to 220. If it lacks crack, a bit in the 2 to 4K zone. Add roar subtly, tape or tube, mix maybe 10 to 30%, just to give it bite and density, and send a tiny bit to your reverb return. Keep that reverb short and controlled. In DNB, too much snare reverb is how you turn punch into pudding. Now hats and ghost notes. This is where the roll comes from. Put in closed hats as 8th notes through the bar. Then add an open hat on offbeats, or a little lift just before the snare. And now ghost snares. Very low velocity hits leading into the main snare. A classic placement is a 16th note before beat 2 and beat 4. Keep the velocities subtle, like 10 to 35. Here's a teacher trick. Use two tiers of ghost velocity, for example 18 and 28, so it sounds intentional, not random. Now swing. Go to groove pool. Try an MPC-style swing or a shuffled 16th feel. Start with groove amount 40 to 60%. Timing maybe 10 to 20. Random 5 to 10 for human. And listen. The groove should make the hats dance without making the snare feel late. If the snare starts feeling like it's dragging, back off. Advanced field tip. Sometimes you don't want more swing, you want pocket. That can mean nudging hats slightly earlier by a few milliseconds, while keeping the snare dead on. It creates forward pull without changing tempo. Use it sparingly, but it's a real roller trick. Now add a brake layer for instant jungle energy. Drop a brake loop onto the brake track. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve to 1/16. Adjust transients around 50 to 75 depending on how crisp you want it. High pass with EQ8 around 150 to 250 Hz so it adds movement, but doesn't mess with the kick and sub relationship. Optional. Put auto filter after the EQ with a tiny bit of motion. High pass or band pass. Slow LFO like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. This is subtle evolution, not a dubstep wobble. Fast variation move. Duplicate the brake clip and slice by transients to a new MIDI track. Then just rearrange a few hits for fills. You're not rewriting a breakbeat history dissertation. You're making the last half bar feel like something happens. All right, drums rolling? Good. Now bass stack, 10 minutes. We're doing the classic separation. Clean sub plus character mids. This keeps the mix simple and the drop strong. Sub bass first, with operator. Operator, OSC cosine wave. Amp envelope, attack 0. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds to avoid clicks. If you want plucky sub notes, shorten sustain or use decay 150 to 300 milliseconds. If you want held notes, keep sustain up. The big thing is, make it tight and clean. Sub chain. EQ8 low pass around 80 to 120 Hz. We're keeping it pure. Then utility, width to 0%. Mono sub. Always. If you want the sub to feel bigger, don't widen it. Layer harmonics above it later. Sidechain the sub to the kick with compressor. You don't need to pump like house music. You need space so the kick transient is clean. Aim for a controlled dip, maybe a few dB. Now write a quick bassline. Two bars is enough. Keep it simple. Repeated notes with a couple of pitch jumps, like root to minor third to fourth. Complexity in DNB often comes from rhythm and sound layers, not a jazz bass solo. Now the Reese, your mid-bass character. Use Wavitable for speed. Pick sawish shapes for OSC 1 and OSC 2. Detune 10 to 25 or use unison with 2 to 4 voices. Filter. LP24. Drive 2 to 6. Add an LFO to filter cutoff at 1/4 or 1/8 rate, but keep the amount small. You want movement? Not seasickness. Amp release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't smear into the drums. Reese chain. EQ8 high pass 100 to 150 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you want the sub to hit. Then roar, chew or tape. Drive until it growls, but don't lose level control. Mix 20 to 50%. Then auto filter for additional small movement if you want. Then sidechain compression from the kick, less aggressive than the sub. The Reese can move with the groove without disappearing. Group sub and Reese into a bass group. Put a gentle glue compressor on the group. 1 to 2 dB gain reduction, just to bind. This is glue, not a clamp. Optional but powerful. If you want the sub to translate on phones without ruining mono, duplicate the sub track. Keep the original pure and low passed. On the duplicate, add saturator, then EQ8 high pass around 120 Hz and lightly shape 200 to 500 Hz. Keep this duplicate very quiet. You're making a translation layer. Not a second bass. Now we need identity, the hook, 5 to 8 minutes, one element only. Don't start a hook shopping mall. Option 1. A dark stab in simpler. Drag a one-shot chord or stab. Set it to one-shot or classic. Pitch it to your key. EQ8 high pass 200 to 400. Add a little hybrid reverb, bright and small. Add echo, 1/8 dotted, for space. Rhythm idea. Offbeat stabs in the drop, or stabs that answer the snare. Call and response is your friend. Option 2. Pad or Atmo, drift or Wavitable. Hold one or two notes. Filter it down. Keep it low. Add auto pan with a very slow rate like 0.03 to 0.10 Hz. The goal is motion without stealing attention. Option 3. Vocal chop. Warp a vocal phrase, slice to MIDI, and use shifter lightly if you want that formantish character. Keep it subtle. In a sketch, you want a recognizable texture, not a perfect vocal production. Now a big workflow note. If you feel the urge to audition 20 samples or presets, make a decision track. Create an empty MIDI track called Idea LOG. Every time you want to browse, instead write a one-bar MIDI clip with a rhythm you're imagining, even if it plays a placeholder sound. Rhythm decisions first, sound decisions second. This is how you stay fast. Alright, stop looping. Arrangement time, 10 minutes. Go to Arrangement View and commit to a 32-bar sketch structure. Here's a template that works. Bars 1 to 9. Intro, Brake filtered with a high pass rising, hats and Atmos. Tease the Reese quietly but high passed, so it hints without stepping on the intro. Bars 9 to 25. Drop 1. Full drums, sub, Reese, hook. Add a crash or impact at bar 9 so the downbeat feels like an event. Bars 25 to 33. Variation or mini break. Remove the kick for one bar. Add a fill using brake slices or a snare roll, and tweak the bass rhythm slightly for four bars. This is how you create progression without writing new songs inside your song. For transitions, keep it stock and fast. Auto filter sweeps, high pass into the drop, or low pass down into a micro break. Reverb throw, automate sandé on the last snare before a section change, then pull it back immediately. Noise riser, operator noise oscillator into a filter into reverb. Done. And here's a speed secret. In sketches, default to clip automation. Automate filter cutoff, send amount, roar mix, inside the clip. It's quicker than drawing a million automation lanes across the whole arrangement, and you can duplicate a clip and instantly have a new variation. Now, quick sketch mix, 5 minutes. First, gain staging so you don't fight clipping. Rough targets, kick peaking around minus 10 to minus 8 dBFS. Snare around minus 10 to minus 6. Bass group peaking around minus 10 to minus 6. This keeps headroom so your master limiter is just catching spikes. Drum bus chain, light, EQ 8 for tiny cleanup, then glue compressor with attack around 3 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, just 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. Then saturator, soft clip on, drive 1 to 3 dB. You're aiming for hits, not crushed. Sidechain essentials, sub to kick, clean and clear, re-sidechained less. The goal is groove and space, not the bass vanishing every time the kick plays. On the master, don't overcook. If you need it, put utility for mono management below around 120 Hz, or simply make sure your sub track is mono via utility. Then a limiter catching peaks, 1 to 3 dB reduction. If you're doing 8 dB on the limiter, that's not sketching, that's hiding problems. Now the live 12 speed move. Print and commit. When the vibe is working, resample your drum group. Create a new audio track. Set input to resampling, arm it, and record 8 or 16 bars. Do the same for the bass group once it's solid. If resampling feels like friction, use freeze and flatten as your print button. Freeze once it works. Flatten only when you're confident. The point is to stop endless synth tweaking and start arranging like a producer. Let's talk common mistakes, because they're the same every time. Overlayering drums too early. Six snares won't fix a weak pattern. This audio version is shortened for playback.